English Reading Practice, Exercise 35, Presentation Skills Course, Part 13 of 28, Intermediate Level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. Just see the link in the description below. And a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. Let's begin our reading. Do you want people to believe you? Be specific. If a friend says, "Yes, we must meet up again sometime, somewhere," you can be forgiven for doubting their sincerity. On the other hand, when a friend says, "Yes, we must meet up again. How about next Saturday at around 5 p.m.? You know they genuinely would like to see you again, and soon. What makes the difference? Specifics. When a person makes a presentation which lacks specifics, it's not so much their sincerity which comes under question, it's their credibility. When a speaker says things like, "I read the other day that in New York, at least I think it was New York, or was it Washington? Anyway, I read that," can you really put confidence in the rest of the story? People are more engaged by concrete details than vague generalities. Telling a compelling story with real characters, events, and outcomes grabs attention, helping you keep your audience's focus. Here, then, is an important ingredient towards establishing your credibility when making a presentation. Presentations with specific facts, numbers, or stories are more memorable. Details help the audience recall the key points later, because they paint a vivid mental picture. So again, to emphasize the main point, get facts, be specific. But they won't remember anyway. Did someone say, "What's the point of sweating over details when they probably won't remember them anyway?" Whoever said that is missing the point. Facts and specifics may or may not be remembered, but the very fact you stated them to back up your point indicates you have researched the material and know what you are talking about. When referring to an event, how much better to state the day, month, and year rather than "some time ago"? When giving a report, how much better to state the specific number? For example, 3,192, rather than over 3,000. Depending on the context, a large number, for example, millions, can be rounded up for effect, as noted in our previous lesson. Perception counts. Carefully researched material containing specific details about events, places, times, numbers. Add weight to the presentation and establish the speaker as an authority on the subject. The perception of the speaker the audience is left with is positive. They are far more likely to trust what you say through the rest of the presentation when you speak in specifics. Of course, a balance must be maintained. You can go overboard, introducing too many specifics and numbers will load the audience down, making the presentation tiresome. So be judicious in which facts and specifics you decide to relate. Note: Mark Twain is quoted as humorously saying, "Get your facts first, then you can distort them as you please." No, no. Just remember, when you use facts and specifics, to make sure you get your facts right. In other words, use the facts in the way they were intended. If members of the audience know the facts and see you are misusing them, your credibility is destroyed once and for all. To summarize, to gain the respect and trust of your audience and establish your credibility as a speaker, use specifics in your information, but be careful. Too many generalities and you lose credibility. Too many facts and specifics and the presentation becomes irritating and arduous. Strike the balance and you have climbed another step towards effective speaking. Next, let your body do the talking. Gestures. Well, that's the end of the reading. Be sure to check the resources in the description below. And when you're ready, go to the next video in the Presentation Skills series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now, and build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.